The Year Christmas Got Cancelled by J.F. Gerard. One year, a fake auntie, not blood-related, gave my sister and I a real Barbie doll to share. We never had a real Barbie before because they cost too much. We only got the Bargain Heralds or Woolco generic dolls. I remember not wanting to play with Barbie anyways because I would rather play with Transformers, which was more interesting. A few days before Christmas, a blood-curdling scream went through the house. My 7-year-old sister and I were doing extra Kumon math exercises without any joy. We shrugged and continued our grueling work. Mom screamed a lot. She could either be yelling on the phone at someone or mad about something on TV. Our tiny bodies tensed when she appeared in the doorway of the living room, holding a severed Barbie head by its long blonde hair. "Who did this?" Mother demanded in her loud voice in Cantonese. Her giant afro perm bobbed up and down as she stormed into the room and flickered a severed Barbie head by its long blonde hair in our faces. She was a tiny woman, but had enough power to topple over any mountain or rip apart any savage animal in our eyes. Being the wiser 10-year-old, I shook my head and spoke calmly. "I don't know, Mommy." My sister was frozen with fear, but after a few seconds of silence, parroted me in a squeaky voice, "I don't know." Both of us looked around for our younger brother, who was 5. He was nowhere to be seen, but it didn't matter. He was a golden child and could do no wrong. "Christmas is cancelled. No more presents. You are naughty children, and presents should go to good children." My mother was livid that no one was owning up to destroying an expensive doll. We rarely got any toys from our parents because there was no extra money in an immigrant family home in which chocolate milk was considered a luxury. I sighed and tried not to roll my eyes. A few years ago, my mother had suddenly told me that Santa didn't exist, but my cynical 7-year-old self was already aware of this. I was more upset then that my shrine to Jesus had been ignored by everyone and became an atheist soon after. As the first child, I was continuously being experimented on by my parents. "But we don't get presents from you anyways," my sister smirked. "I'm talking about all presents, even from other people. You are all bad children."
"No, Mommy, I want presents from uncles and aunties and Santa."
My sister started wailing and crying. Mother looked happy that one child had reacted to her stern lecturing. "There is no Santa. Ha ha ha. Now who took apart this Barbie?" "I don't know," I said in an exasperated tone. My mother shot daggers in my directions as she glared at me.
"It wasn't me!"
My sister sobbed, her chubby cheeks becoming red and streaked with tears.
"No one is confessing? No more Christmas!"
My mother stormed off to dispose of the doll head.
"What do we do now? What does she mean that there's no Santa?" my sister asked me.
I shrugged. "It's okay, she'll calm down and change her mind. I'm sorry, the whole Santa thing was really Mom and Dad all along." "Oh," my sister said as she wiped her tears. "No wonder Santa always gave us such crappy presents." As with many things, I was wrong about Mom changing her mind about uncancelling Christmas. I also never found out who tore off the doll head. In the following years, any presents given to us were never seen by us. It's presumed that they were regifted to other children who deserved presents. Although we didn't get presents at Christmas, we still got red pockets or cash at Chinese New Year, birthdays, and whenever we passed any big tests. Admittedly, all the red pockets went into our bank account, which we later learned was paying for household expenses. There is a Chinese idiom about daughters. Daughters are water poured out of the family after they get married. After I started dating a Caucasian Canadian guy in university, my Christmases were spent with his family. We eventually married as well, and he was relieved that there were no fights about splitting up the Christmas holidays, since my family didn't celebrate it. My sister and I have children now, and they have great Christmases compared to our childhoods. Maybe we are trying too hard to compensate for the fact that we didn't celebrate it or have any toys and want our kids to have everything. I hope that the kids don't end up being spoiled brats. They will sigh as I tell them the story about Christmas being canceled and probably won't believe me, since Grandma always brings them presents.